To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. Yesterday, I only did half a show. I left early yesterday in the show around 8 a.m. I wanted to get to Rocky River, where my youngest son goes to school. It was his spelling bee yesterday morning. And I'll reveal the results of the spelling bee a little bit later on this morning and how that went.
Oh, you're going to make me wait.
Well, spoiler alert, he didn't win.
Oh!
Drew did not win. In fact, he was out pretty early.
Obviously, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a quick morning.
Well, I'm curious to know what word got him.
Afterward, though, it was a nice morning because Paula had the day off yesterday. And the spelling bee's over. And it's like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's only like 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you have like the whole day to do whatever you want.
What are we going to do? And so we ended up going out to breakfast yesterday, which was nice. I haven't been out to breakfast in so long. And just to be able to go with just my wife, I mean, that was really nice because we had a, it was almost like a date. We had a.
Yeah, you guys don't get to do that very often.
Long conversation. We covered a lot of topics.
Well, nice.
We went to a place called Scramblers.
Ooh, sounds good.
It's in Rocky River. It just opened up recently. It's on Center Ridge Road. It's in the Giant Eagle Plaza, almost to the Westlake border. So if you're looking for a breakfast place,
Bill would recommend.
Yeah, I think so. So we're back at it this morning. We have good vibes on the way. The group chat a little bit later on. And I got the vibe that the group chat was kind of timely. Like this was... something that we need to discuss today. Some sort of a dilemma from
pressing issue.
Yeah, someone dealing with something this morning. So we'll get to all of it. Thank you for being here this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Raven Lene, Love Me Not, the Q Morning Show. I noticed that Alyssa is wearing her glasses again today.
I am. Do you remember that they're not real this time?
I remember that you don't need those glasses.
Okay.
Right?
Good. I didn't want to have to clear that up again.
So they're just decorative.
Well, I mean, they do have a purpose.
What's the purpose?
They're blue light glasses.
Okay, they're
like
blue
technically.
Light. Well, that has a purpose.
Yeah.
Like if you were wearing glasses for no reason at all, like if they weren't blue light or if they weren't prescription.
I have done that. Like that's not out of the realm of possibility for me whatsoever.
Yeah, that's hard for me to understand.
I've explained this before. It's a great decoy. If you're having a bad hair day, if you're having like some acne flare up happening, it just distracts people away from whatever you don't want them to see because they're so distracted by, oh my God, I didn't know you wore glasses.
So are you hiding something today? Like, is there something that you don't want me to notice and that's why you're wearing the blue light glasses?
Not really. I just didn't feel like putting on eye makeup. My eyes were kind of itchy.
Okay. Well, we have no expectations around here that you need to be dressed up or wear eye makeup.
I know. I like to either have some mascara on or something. So I didn't want to do that today. Glasses it is.
I hate wearing these glasses. Like, I can't believe how bad my vision has gotten in this room just over the past few years. Like... Well, I can see far away just fine. I had LASIK back in 2009.
Uh-huh.
And my faraway vision, that I can still see far. I can see all the way down the hall everything's fine there. It's just everything getting up close is just getting blurrier. And it seems like it gets a little farther away every year, where I just needed the glasses for the laptop.
Uh-huh.
Now I need it for all the computers that surround me.
Oh, no.
And so that's why I thought that I would just be wearing these just when I'm reading. Now I'm wearing them in this room almost constantly.
Have you considered contacts? Are you against those? I know my husband, Bryce, wears glasses too, but he cannot. He's not a contacts guy.
No, I wore contacts from like eighth grade until 2009, until I got LASIK. I'll never go back to that. Plus, I don't know if they offer contacts for what I have now.
Mm.
It's just that my eyes are getting old. I just need the readers. I need the cheaters. And it's just that it's just getting worse as every year goes by. Like, I don't know how, I don't know when this is going to stop.
Maybe they'll come up with like how Ozempic is like the miracle weight loss drug. Maybe they'll come up with a miracle way to fix people's eyes.
Man.
That'd be nice.
That would be incredible. There's so many. There's a long list of things that I just don't understand why they don't have a cure for yet. And I would put prescription glasses as one of them.
Yeah, I would love to see us come past that in 2026. Good strides.
It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Opalite, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's going to be back in late night tomorrow night.
I saw that. She's going to be on, is it Colbert?
Yeah, a guest on Colbert tomorrow night. So she was just on, Fallon. Jimmy Fallon,
yeah.
The Tonight Show.
There's so many Jimmys.
I think that was back in October when her album dropped.
Yes, I believe you're right.
And now what is she promoting? I totally forgot about this, but that six-part Eras Tour.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't that premieres this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Disney Plus. Couple of episodes.
It sure does. So Taylor Swift on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, 11:35 on TV tomorrow night, and streaming on Paramount Plus. And it'll be on YouTube as well. Taylor Swift no longer has the number one song in the country.
Oh, she doesn't?
The Fate of Ophelia, I think it went 8 weeks. But now the new number one song in the country has knocked off Taylor Swift. And you've heard it before.
Oh, here we go. Here it is.
Mariah.
I don't want a lot for
back to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for its 19th week.
Wow. Mariah. You know, I just saw a meme this morning that said, in a parallel universe somewhere, Mariah Carey is shopping and sick of hearing me sing over the loudspeaker. And that really, like, that really hit home for me.
That's really something, I think. I mean, that song came out, what, in 1996?
And it's still doing numbers.
And people are discovering it. You know, like, kids hear it for the first time and they love it. And then it becomes a tradition. I mean, it's truly a generational song.
You know, it really is at this point. She makes bank on it every single year.
So congrats, Mariah, the queen of Christmas, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 again. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Thanks for being with us. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I don't know how this is happening, but I still have free HBO Max.
What?
I canceled it back in, I want to say, when were the Guardians in the playoffs?
Because October.
That's when I switched over. I canceled HBO Max so I could get the ESPN app so I could watch the Guardians. So, yeah, that was late September, early October. And I still have HBO Max. It makes me log in every time. It never stays logged in, so I have to log in with my email and password.
Huh.
But every time it lets me on. I haven't paid for this service in months.
And you're sure of that?
What do you mean am I sure of it?
You've double-checked your statements? Like your bank statements? You're not getting charged for it?
Yeah, I used to have it bundled with something else.
Okay.
And now that bundle has switched, so
mm-hmm.
It should not be bundling HBO Max anymore.
Huh.
And so now I'm still watching it, and I'm excited because HBO just added Mad Men
oh, okay,
to their lineup.
How many seasons are there, though?
Of Mad Men?
Yes.
I don't know. There were like 5 or 6 seasons,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you need to get on that then. Because
before they take it away?
Right. Because like, what if you go to log in and they caught on? They got smart.
Well, I've seen Mad Men before.
Okay. And okay, so you won't, your day won't be ruined.
But I've only seen it once, and it's one of those shows. I like to rewatch shows. It's comforting to me to be able to do that. I'm rewatching Lost right now with Will.
Oh yeah, how far are you guys?
We're in season 5.
Oh, nice.
I think. And he's loving it, and I'm enjoying watching it again, but I'm also enjoying Will's reaction to watching Lost for the first time. Like, I'm envious of him because he's asking me all these questions, and I'm like, oh, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I remember when that show was on and people were watching it live, and it was like the talk of the town,
sure,
like every day, the next day.
That's when TV was fun.
I miss that.
When we all watched the same shows, and then we would go talk about them, and now there's just... there's too many shows.
So many options.
It's so, it's jarring. It makes your head spin how many shows there are to consume.
Sometimes I spend more time trying to pick what to watch than actually watching the thing.
Exactly. And then nobody's watching the same thing.
Right.
We have nothing to talk about, you know, or relate to.
I think we need to just take it back to the basics.
Yeah.
Just 3 basic channels. That's all we get.
Everybody just start watching Lost and Mad Men.
That would make me happy. I would enjoy that.
Good vibes on the way this morning, 216-474-0104. If you want to share your good vibe with us, we'd love to hear it coming up. Let's go to Sheffield Lake. We're going to talk to Amber to get a good vibe. Amber, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Please share your good vibe with us.
Well, I am a little bit of, I don't want to say a hoarder, but definitely a shopper. And I have trouble getting, my whole life I've had trouble getting rid of things because I might need it one day, even if I've had it for 20 years and never had it. So I recently decided, okay, enough's enough. I have way too much clutter, way too much junk. And so I got rid of everything that I hadn't worn within a year, which was just bags and boxes of stuff.
Ooh.
And I gave it to a church who is going to be able to now provide clothing for several single mothers.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that makes me feel great that instead of it just sitting in my closet, it's actually going to good use.
What a great, and you feel lighter and you feel good inside because you're helping out other women with their struggles.
Exactly.
As someone who also sometimes struggles to get rid of things, I'm the same way. If I know that it's going to a good home and that somebody's going to really love it, I'm so much more apt to get rid of it.
Exactly, exactly. And so I know that they'll probably appreciate it way more than I have because if I haven't used it, I mean, I didn't even know some of the stuff that I had. So definitely glad to be rid of it.
What a perfect good vibe. Thank you so much, Amber.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey.
It's Q104. I was talking about the utmost trust that you must have for a person, the love and, the devotion that you feel for someone, that if you allow them to just walk up to you and say, here, when they say, here, swallow this, and you do it without question, you must trust that person immensely.
Yeah, that's love.
If our boss, Chase, walked in here right now and he said, here, swallow this, and then he had something like an eyedropper, would you do it?
Absolutely not.
Would you swallow it, or would you ask him what it was?
No, I would not do that. I think that's a good rule to live by. I don't think anybody should do that. No matter the circumstances, I think you should always be asking what is in the dropper.
Yes. What are you putting inside my body right now? But I didn't question it, and my wife has done it periodically, like over the past couple weeks. It's not every day. I wonder if she should be doing it every day.
And do you know what it is yet?
I do now, because we spent some time talking about it yesterday. So she bought this. It's a B12, B6, and B1 liquid dietary supplement.
Wow. Somebody called that. Somebody called that yesterday.
Oh, and said I was taking like a B12 something?
I think it was like on the text machine. Somebody had said, like, I bet it's B12.
Yes. B complex vitamins. And I don't know how often I'm supposed to be taking it. She doesn't give it to me every single day.
Do you know what vitamin B is for?
I have no idea. I'm just putting it.
You don't know what the benefits are?
I can tell you what the benefits are by looking at the box. So the B complex vitamins, well, first, here's the highlights. Fast absorption. And yes, because you put it on your tongue and you swallow it. High potency.
Oh, okay.
What
great.
Is that? I don't know what that means, but.
Just really strong. So you're getting your bang for your buck.
Now we get into the good stuff. Mood and energy support.
Ooh.
See? That's why I've been such a ray of sunshine lately. It's because I've been taking these B complex vitamins.
Yeah. Have you just been feeling lighter?
Yes.
Like a weight has been lifted?
Absolutely. Heart wellness. Maybe that's why she has me taking it. Because, my heart issues over
the
past
couple
years.
Yeah, you had some
heart
stuff. You turned 50 and immediately just had heart issues going on.
Digestive balance.
That's always nice to have.
And it's a raspberry flavor.
And it just keeps getting better.
So that's what it is. So if anybody, I'm assuming that she bought it at Costco. I don't know where she got it. I'll put a picture of it up on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show if you want to see exactly what I'm taking. You can see the little bottle with the eye.
Oh, yeah. Fancy.
The eyedropper thing there. All right. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104 this morning. You've got Q104 this morning, Bill and Alyssa. Welcome to the group chat. Let's bring in Caroline. Caroline, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. What's going on with you? Why are you in the group chat?
Okay, so I'm quitting my job this month, but nobody knows it yet.
Okay, so you're quitting. You intend to inform your employer, but you have not done it as of yet.
Not yet, no, because I literally got the job offer on Friday of last week. For this new job. So.
Well, congrats on the new gig.
Thank you. I'm very excited about it. But it poses a problem, though.
Okay.
So I think I have to quit my job today or like tomorrow at the latest, because I want to give them 2 weeks notice. And that takes me up until like Christmas Eve. And I don't want to have like this job past Christmas.
Right. Okay. So tomorrow is 2 weeks until Christmas Eve. Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is that my Christmas party for the company is tonight.
Oh.
Oh, and you're still wanting to go to that?
Yeah, I want to go because I still like my coworkers. I mean, I like to hang out with them. But there's also a rumor going around that we're supposed to get a Christmas bonus or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That would suck if you missed out on that.
Right.
Yes, I'd be like super bummed about it, but...
Okay, so if you quit today, then tonight at the Christmas party would be, it would be all about you. It's like, oh my God, Caroline, you quit?
Talk of the town.
And then you would feel awkward about receiving a Christmas bonus tonight, I would imagine.
Right.
Although you still, it's, you deserved it. I mean, you worked there this past year. You should get the Christmas bonus.
I mean, I would hope so.
I would more so be concerned that she just wouldn't get it if she's putting in her notice.
Yeah, right?
Maybe they would just be like, oh, never mind. You don't get one. You are leaving us.
Right.
They wouldn't put in an extra effort in to give her a Christmas bonus. So you would be afraid of that, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that.
Okay, so then if you go to the Christmas party tonight, you get your Christmas bonus, and then you go in tomorrow morning and then quit your job the day after the Christmas party. Yeah, it's all kinds of awkward.
I personally think that doing it tomorrow when you get into the office, I think that would be better, personally.
Alyssa, would you still recommend that she attends the Christmas party tonight?
I mean, sure, if you want to.
See, I'm thinking you might need to skip the party tonight.
Yeah, but will I miss out on my bonus, though, or whatever they're giving us?
I don't want her to miss out on a bonus.
All right, 216-474-0104. Caroline needs to quit her job. It's got to be today or it's got to be tomorrow if she wants to end this job before Christmas. However, the Christmas party is tonight. Should she go? Would that be really, really awkward?
They're thinking that they might get a Christmas bonus, though, so it might be worth her time to go.
216-474-0104. What would be your advice for Caroline? The group chat next on the Q Morning Show. I got a man. I got a man. Positive K. 7:30 banger this morning. You've got the Q Morning Show. Trying to help out Caroline in the group chat. So she has a new job. So she is ready to say sayonara to her current job. She's got to quit today or tomorrow, she says. Because
she wants to give 2 weeks.
Right.
And a 2-week notice, but she also wants to have like a little bit of a break the end of the year before she starts the new job.
But the Christmas party is tonight, the company Christmas party, and they might be giving out bonuses, so she here. But it could be like gift cards or something.
It might not be.
Might not be a physical check. Tina in Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
What would you tell Caroline?
I would tell Caroline to go ahead, put that notice in, and take that bonus. She worked that year for the company. She put money in that company's pocket as well as her supervisors and bosses. She deserves that bonus.
So when did she put her notice in? Today?
Yeah, that's the question.
You guys did have a good point that the talk of the Christmas party would be her leaving. Yeah. So that part is a little tricky, but considering it's the holidays, if she puts it in tomorrow, I'm sure one day isn't going to make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's awkward either way. Like, you do it today, everybody's going to talk a bit about you tonight. You do it tomorrow, it's like, hey, man, the Christmas party was last night. I thought,
yeah, but at least
there was lots of love here.
If you do it tomorrow, at least you're only dealing one-on-one with, like, the HR person. You don't have to deal with the whole peanut gallery.
That's true. Darlene in Willoughby. Darlene, you said you went through something like this before?
I went through the exact same situation in a previous job. I'd been there for over 5 years and got another job. And I waited until the day after our Christmas party because I got that check in hand and went in the next day and said, I'm leaving.
And how did they take that news?
Well, they were shocked that I was leaving to begin with. It had nothing to do with the timing, but because I had been there for so long. But yeah, it was awkward, you know, just with the fact that, like, again, they weren't expecting me to leave. But, you know, go have fun tonight and collect your money and, you know, say Merry Christmas.
This is what I would be afraid of is the next day it's after the Christmas party. And the boss is like, after you just had our free food and drink last night, now you're quitting your job.
Oh, see, that wouldn't bother me. I don't care if I'm being judged by the boss. Like, as long as he says, like, okay things about me if a future employer reaches out, I don't really care.
Candy in Cleveland. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
What advice would you give to Tina? When should she quit her job? Caroline. I don't know where.
I mean,
Tina was our friend. I'm sorry. There's too many names in front of me here. Caroline. We're trying to help out Caroline. Really. Go ahead.
I would tell her, go to the party. Go to the party. Get your bread. Get your money. You don't work for it. like the last caller said, you leveling up all these bosses. What about all the hard work that you put in for? So you deserve to be compensated for that. You got your next job lined up, and then just let them know probably on, like, I don't know, Thursday or Friday, so it doesn't seem like you went just for the money.
You know, someone else
technically
texted that in, Candy. They said put in the notice on Friday because Christmas is Thursday. You're probably not working on Thursday,
right?
Or Friday.
I also feel like what's a day or 2 days? Like, it's chump change at this point. It's the end of the year. We're all in circle back season anyhow. I agree. I think like a Thursday or a Friday. So what? You give what, 12 days notice rather than 2 weeks? Fine.
All right. I'm excited. I think we had some great advice for Caroline today. So thank you, Tina and Darlene and Candy and all of the texters. Anything further, 216-474-0104. The group chat, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The fate of Ophelia Taylor Swift, no longer the number one song in the country. And that's because of this song right here. Mariah Carey, number one again this week.
Every year, she's got to come in and make it about her.
And this song came out in 1996, so 30 years ago, roughly.
Yeah, 29.
Yeah, 29. Yeah, I said roughly. And it's been number one 19 times. So in the past 19 years, this song has been the number one song.
That's crazy.
Right? What years was it not the number one song?
That is kind of what I'm wondering, right? Yeah. Like, what was the number one song back then? Was it another Christmas song? Was there a rival song?
I'm thinking that my guess would be, and this would be without looking it up, Mariah Carey was not the number one song probably in the first 10 years or so, because the song was so new and everybody knew it. And
it wasn't a classic. It didn't have that nostalgic effect.
Yeah, people are discovering it for the first song. For the first time and adding it to their playlist and streaming it. And now Mariah Carey, number one again here in December of 2025. All right. Let's do this. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. You versus Alyssa. We're going to send Alyssa out of the room. We're going to ask you five trivia questions. Alyssa's going to answer the same trivia questions. And whoever wins gets tickets to the West 6th Putt-Putt Challenge. This Sunday, it's from noon to 4, so on West 6th Street. There's going to be indoor putt-putt, food and drink specials. Basically a Sunday fun day on West 6th.
Good old-fashioned Sunday fun day action going on.
216-474-0104. Caller 14, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let's play next. I have Emilia with me. Emilia's in Akron. Good morning, Emilia.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, you versus Alyssa, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Emilia, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Question one. In The Wizard of Oz, what path does Dorothy follow after landing in Munchkinland?
The Yellow Brick Road.
Question two. Hay fever is caused by an allergy to what?
Oh, God. Peanuts.
Question three. You're Welcome is a song from Moana and a song sung by who? Just the actor's name, please.
Oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Question four. What is the name of the Japanese mattress used as a bed? Many college kids use one.
Mattress firm. I don't know.
Final question. What is the capital of Arkansas?
Oh, I don't know my states. Delaware. Not so wrong, but.
Emilia, you got two. That's not too bad. Two out of five today. How will Alyssa do compared to you? We're about to find out. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. Alyssa has returned. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Emilia in Akron is playing today. Alyssa?
Good morning, Emilia.
Good morning.
She went 2 for 5. So, Alyssa, you need two questions correct to tie her. Any more than that, you're going to win the game. Here we go. In The Wizard of Oz, what path does Dorothy follow after landing in Munchkinland?
The Yellow Brick Road.
Question two. Hay fever is caused by an allergy to what?
Pollen?
Pollen is correct. Question three. You're Welcome is a song from Moana and sung by who? Just need the actor's name.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's three for Alyssa. Question four. What is the name of the Japanese mattress used as a bed? Many college kids use one.
A futon?
Futon is correct.
Do you have that one on the tip of your tongue?
No. No, I think of a futon more as like a couch.
Oh, yeah. I think of it as a couch, too. It folds down into a bed, though.
Yeah.
Final question, Alyssa. Do you know the capital of Arkansas?
Little Rock.
It is Little Rock.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Emilia, you would have had to have been perfect today. Alyssa just went 5 for 5.
Man, she went 5 for 5.
I know. I'm sorry. Good game.
Good game.
Emilia, thank you so much for playing this morning. We do have fantastic prizes for you. Hang on, please.
Okay. My name is Emilia, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Thank you for being with us this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So I left the show early yesterday to make it to my son Drew's elementary school for his spelling bee, which started at 8:30 in the morning. I'm going to tell you, it takes a lot longer to leave downtown at that time in the morning than it does to get here.
Does it really?
Because I'm trying to get out of the parking garage, and everybody's coming in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, all these people are trying to start work and try to start their day.
Everybody's trying to get here like before 9 a.m.
I'm trying to get out of here.
You're trying to leave.
And I finally get to the school. I'm 10 minutes late. Like, I'm 10 minutes late for the spelling bee. So I roll in literally because I've got my scooter.
Oh, yeah. You literally roll in.
Because of my bad ankle.
Yeah.
But it was perfect timing because my son Drew was coming up to the microphone right at that time.
Oh, perfect.
For his first word, which was Berlin, the city.
Okay.
Berlin. Can you spell it?
Berlin.
Correct.
Love it.
And he got it right as well.
Of course, I was nervous.
So they give you this spelling packet with all these words that could be asked during the spelling bee.
Okay.
And I will tell you, it's a thick packet. And we did not get through every word. I don't even remember Berlin being on there.
Really?
So for him to have known that, it surprised me.
Yeah, he's just got to kind of work it out in the moment.
But he got that one. And then we get to round two, and his word is marauder.
What?
Marauder. Can you spell marauder?
M-A-R-A-U-D-E-R?
However, Drew missed it.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
So he's out in the, marauder? I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
They probably defined it during the spelling bee. I'd have to look it up. So he's out in the second round.
Oh.
And it's 8:50 in the morning.
Oh my God. And you literally just got there. You just got there. But last year, didn't Drew, like, absolutely kill it in the spelling bee?
He's done well in previous years. He was so pissed.
I bet he was.
If he could have picked up a chair and thrown it across the stage, he would have.
Would have been WWE at the elementary school.
And afterwards, he would not come near me and his mom. He just went back to class.
Really? Oh, he was mad.
Would not talk to us.
He was mad.
He was very mad.
Did he come home last night and immediately just dive back in preparing for next year?
No. He does the same Drew thing. He's like, I'm never going to do a spelling bee ever again.
Oh,
but he says that. He says that every year.
Oh, yeah. Give him a couple days. Let him be mad about it for a second. He'll be fine.
There's so much pressure during these spelling bees.
You asking me right here, like, how to spell things on the spot, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is nerve-wracking. I know it's hard on the kids because there were a couple kids that it was very emotional. One kid left to just take a break because she was so emotional. And there's a lot of tears. And I'll tell you this. I don't think less of me when I say this. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I'm so nervous what's about to come out of your mouth.
I don't like my frame of mind as I watch the spelling bee as a parent.
Okay.
Because I don't enjoy rooting against fifth graders.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, like, it feels a little wrong to root against a literal child, but, like, you want your child to win.
I'm actively rooting for them to fail.
It's not every day that you get to root against an 11-year-old.
I don't like that.
No.
I'm a little too competitive as a person. The spelling bees and I don't mix very well.
I'll allow it for this.
All right. It's the Q Morning Show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show Q104. It's Q104. What is the biggest thing you've ever stolen? So this did not happen here. This happened in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Okay.
Outside of a bar. Someone took an 8-foot-tall Christmas nutcracker statue.
By accident?
No, not by accident.
Okay, on purpose.
Yeah, this was premeditated.
Okay.
The statue, they had a name for the statue, Nolan the Nutcracker.
Oh.
He was outside of this bar. Security cameras have the entire thing caught on camera. Some guy wearing a hoodie. He was on a bicycle, and he took the statue. The statue is expensive. It's worth over $1,000.
Wow.
And the guy, I guess the video, I want to see if I can find the video, because he's got this 8-foot-tall Christmas nutcracker statue, and he's on a bike, and he's like almost falling off the bike.
Couldn't he have like grabbed a car? To, like, transport it, at least?
Well, who knows with this guy's...
On a bike? I don't know. It just feels like there was an easier way to do this. But what do I know?
How would you put a nutcracker inside of a car? You could put it in the truck bed, I guess, if you had that.
Yeah, anything. Better than a bike.
I don't know. So, I don't think they've caught the guy, or at least according to this story, they have not. And so... The bar says they're looking on Facebook Marketplace to see if anybody's trying to sell a giant nutcracker.
That's actually really smart. That's a good way to find it.
Doesn't that sound like something that could happen here, though?
It totally does. With the flamingo drama over in Parma, that kept getting stolen, like, what was that, earlier this year or last year?
And those flamingos are bigger than an 8-foot-tall nutcracker statue, are they not? Aren't they bigger than 8 feet tall?
I think they're probably about the same size. They have air tags now because that's how much of a problem this was.
216-474-0104. What is the biggest thing you have ever stolen? Will you admit to it? I'm thinking. I have
a few in my back pocket. I've been known to steal some street signs here and there.
You've got the Q Morning Show. What is the biggest thing you have ever stolen? It's Q104. Let's start with Owen in Bay. Owen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. What is it? What's the biggest thing?
I've stolen the highway sign.
What?
Which highway sign? Like a highway, like Alyssa had alluded to street signs.
Yeah, a highway sign feels like a whole different thing, though, because I don't even know, did you pull over? Like, what did you do?
So do you know the signs when you're getting off the highway with the arrows pointing to the lanes?
Yes.
Okay, so I was getting off the highway off 90, and I was on the ramp, and I saw this sign flipped over, so I pulled over to grab it, and turned out to be one of the big left turn signs.
So it was already knocked over, or
yeah,
whatever.
it was already off.
Oh, you didn't need like tools or anything.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes so much more sense, because I was like, oh my God, wow, I thought that I was cool for doing a street sign back in the day.
Yeah, but now I have a collection of street signs in my room.
Oh, a collection?
Oh, what other ones do you have?
I have a stop sign.
Mm, nice. I never got a stop sign. I had a slow children at play and a speed limit 10.
Nice.
Those are mine.
Okay. I don't know what to say about that.
Now are you disappointed in us, Bill?
Now I feel like I'm encouraging this bad behavior.
Hey, you asked what the biggest thing people stole was.
You're right, I did.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
I don't think I could ever take a stop sign. Because I'd be afraid of what would happen like a half hour after I took it.
Yeah, that's technicalities.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104. Now we have Evan. We had Owen, now we have Evan in North Royalton. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Evan, what's the biggest thing you've ever stolen?
The biggest thing I've ever stolen is a king-size mattress.
What?
How did you pull that off?
So this was definitely before you could like buy them online and like just have them shipped to your door.
Right.
It was also like one of those ones that just like... they're all compressed, and so they fit in a box, and they'll just, like, fit right in your car.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know? I think our king-size mattress was like that. It came in a box, and then it
yeah.
like, almost
expands.
Like...
expands.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you had to go to a store, though?
Yeah. So I was in the store, and I'm with the sales guy, and he's like, you know, he's telling me all about the mattress, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go, like, try it out and shut my eyes for a few minutes, and, like... it was super comfortable, so I just kind of laid there for a little while, and he sort of let me alone. And I was kind of still on the fence, because it was like, I don't know, it was like $600 or something. So
okay.
I was kind of like...
right.
That's a big purchase.
Yeah, exactly. I was like kind of not sure if I was going to get it. So I tell the guy, I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to think about it. And he just kind of bails and just figures he's not getting the sale.
Right. Okay.
And so some other guy, I assume like a trainee, comes up and is like, can you help me? And I was like, yeah, you can carry my box to my car. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Just like, yeah, let me go grab a box and a dolly. And he did it.
So at that moment, you decided I'm going to trick this guy to shoplift this mattress into your car?
No, well, I mean, I guess it was like a miscommunication at the time, because I was like, yeah, like you can help me carry it if I end up buying this thing.
Oh, it was like a hypothetical question.
Yeah, like if anything, you can help me carry it.
Mm.
And so this guy was just going above and beyond. He thought that you had bought one and wanted to help you take the box out to your car.
He assumed the transaction was... fully done,
oh,
and
God.
I
was
ready to take off, yeah.
Evan, as you're walking to your car, are you thinking, there's no way he's going to do this, I'm going to get busted? What are you thinking? Like, what's going through your mind?
Oh, yeah, I was on full just high alert, like the back of my neck, the hairs are standing up. And I was like, is this really happening? And I just drove off with the mattress.
You drove off.
I still sleep on the mattress.
I don't know how you can sleep at night.
Yeah, how do you get any sleep with a story like that?
We know what you did.
Oh, so good. I sleep so good.
Sucks. Thank you, Evan, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our show.
I don't know who else I could admit this to, since you don't know my last name.
So yeah, I don't know.
Well, we asked you to call up and confess, and you did. Just don't be proud of yourself.
And don't steal another king-size mattress, please.
No, I got away with it. I'm not pressing my luck.
Yeah, that's something you only get away with once.
Exactly.
Tawny in Elyria is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Tawny.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. It's our five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You know the rules. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Tawny?
I'm ready.
What is the name of the test that's required to become a lawyer?
The Bars test.
Question two. The main enemy of Peter Pan, upset that he cut up...
Captain Hook. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm marking that one down. Question three. Lara Croft was the star of what video game and movie series?
Tomb Raider.
Question four. How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Four.
Final.
Eight.
Final question. Which of the Great Lakes does the city of Buffalo stand?
I don't know many others. I'm going to say Lake Erie.
Hey, Tawny.
Yes.
I have you down with four correct.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Will Alyssa tie that? Will she beat that? We'll find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Meet Tawny in Elyria.
Good morning, Tawny.
Good morning.
Tawny just went a very respectable 4 for 5.
Ooh, very nice, very nice.
Thank you.
Alyssa needs 4 questions correct just to tie Tawny. If she gets all 5, she'll win the game. Question number one. What is the name of the test that's required to become a lawyer?
The bar.
The bar exam is the correct answer. Tawny said bar test.
Same thing.
Judges accepted that answer. Question two. The main enemy of Peter Pan, upset that he cut off his hand.
Captain Hook.
That's two. Lara Croft was the star of what video game and movie series?
Tomb Raider.
That's three. How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
One and a half.
One and a half is incorrect. Tawny said 8. It's actually 3.
Ow.
3 teaspoons in a tablespoon.
I'm so bad at measurements. I mess up Christmas cookies every year because of that. I accidentally do a tablespoon instead of a teaspoon for something.
Final question, and this will decide the game. It will either be a tie or Tawny will win Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Which of the Great Lakes does the city of Buffalo stand?
Erie.
Oh.
Yes!
It is Lake Erie.
Yes! Woo! Just barely got that tie.
Barely.
Oh, Tawny, I can feel your disappointment.
That's okay.
Good game.
Thank you. You too.
We do have some great prizes for you. Thank you so much for listening to our show.
Thank you. My name is Tawny, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.